It's totally switched up in the last 20 minutes. Okay.
Concerning the issues of life, liberty, and justice, and their impact on individuals, culture, society in America, and around the world, this is The Truth Spoken in Love with your host, Myra Jean. Myra will discuss heartfelt topics facing our nation and our world today, as only Myra can. So please welcome the host of The Truth Spoken in Love, Myra Jean.
Now, you are listening, I hope, to the truth. There is truth spoken to you in love, because I want to show you for a minute. Okay, this is God's word, truth, which is life. Giving. Jesus says the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And in the beginning, God, the living true God, said, let us make man in our image. Living God, the Father, the Lord God, the living Word, and the Holy Spirit. Three in one, you might have heard that expression, but one true living God who is love, and through the Lord God created everything, heaven, earth, everything on the earth, in the sky, mankind from the dust of the ground, and breathed into him the breath of life, and that's the Holy Spirit. So man became a body, a soul, with the Holy Spirit bringing life to the soul. And if you do not know what is wrong with the world, with us from birth, read Genesis 1, 2, and 3. For the thief who comes to steal, kill, destroy, the thief, Satan, came to destroy our life, to destroy our relationship that gives us life. And he tricked the first woman and man into not listening to the Lord God. Everything was good in the world that God made, and everything was for the purpose of life for mankind, except one thing, one boundary, one condition that was not good for man to live, and that was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God did not create us as robots. The Lord God had formed man from the dust of the ground, breathed into him the breath of life, the Holy Spirit, had formed the woman from the side of the man, giving her also the breath of life, the Holy Spirit. And one condition the Lord God had told them that was not good was the knowledge of good and evil, and in the day that they should not listen to him and take of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, take the fruit, in that day they would die. Maybe they didn't understand, but the Lord had said, do not take of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, or in that day you will die. Satan came and said to Eve, look, the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, look, it's at its beauty. Look, it will make you wise. It will make you like God. And the woman said, the Lord has said, in the day you eat thereof, you will surely die. But the serpent, the father of lies, and who became a murderer from the beginning, for he tricked, deceived, and as Eve told the Lord, beguiled me, deceived me. For the serpent, Satan the thief, father of lies, said, you will not surely die. And so she looked at the fruit, appeared good, thought it would make her wise and be like God, the serpent had said. And she took of the fruit to the knowledge of good and evil and gave to her husband who was with her, and he took also. And they ate, and they knew that they were naked and were ashamed, but they also knew they had died. Life was to know personally the living God, to have the Holy Spirit of God within them, giving them life. But now they had died, become separated from God, no longer having the Holy Spirit of the living God, imparting the relationship with God that they had. So sad for us, we're born without that relationship. Even though when the Lord God became flesh, as the living Word, creator of everything, and was called Jesus, the Savior of the world, Jesus says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. You were in my care before you were born. But sadly, we go astray, turning each one his, her own way. But Jesus will not leave us lost, spiritually dead, if we will listen to him. When we do turn to Jesus from our own way, that are actually the ways devised by Satan, trying to keep us from a relationship with the living God, keep us spiritually dead. Jesus' invitation, ever since we took our first breath, has been in Matthew, come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's a right relationship with the living God. Take my yoke my way upon you, and learn of me from me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Without Jesus, the only Lord God and Savior, we are separated from God and will remain separated from the source of life, God's Holy Spirit, until we're willing to listen to Jesus. Right now, he says, come. If you have not previously, listen to Jesus. His invitation to life. For Jesus' words are spirit and they are life. And they will restore the Holy Spirit of the living God. And when we listen to Jesus, wanting God's way, to do God's will, we must want his will to be our will. We must want to come to listen, to follow Jesus. I pray that you would, with King David, said, search me, O God, and see if there is any wrong way in me. Forgive me and cleanse me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. I'll share Jesus' words, Matthew 16. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I am? Who do you men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say you are John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Jesus said to them, but who do you say that I am? And Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed are you, Simon, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. In Romans it says, whosoever will confess that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, Jesus the Christ, shall be born again of the Holy Spirit of God. As many as receive Jesus, he gives the right, the power to become children of God, born again of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the only Lord God and Savior. There is no other name given under heaven unto men, whereby we must be saved. And Jesus says, come, listen, follow me as Lord, God, and Savior, and you will find rest for your souls. You will have a relationship restored in spirit and in truth, and you will begin to live as you were intended. You will begin to have the life that Satan stole from Eve, Adam, and us when we are not listening, when we have not come to Jesus acknowledging who he is, the Lord God, Savior, creator of heaven and earth and mankind, the only one who can restore us to the living God. For God so loved you that he sent his only begotten Son into the world to be the Savior, to be our Savior, that we should live through him. Come, listen, follow Jesus, and live. Jesus said to the disciples, he said, I can of my own self do nothing, but as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father who has sent me. And for us, the choice to want God's will to be our will, instead of trying to make our will God's, until we want God's will, till we want to come to Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, until we want to listen to him and for him to grant us the forgiveness we need of going our own way, to grant us repentance from our ways that we're not God's, and to save us. Jesus is the Lord God and Savior, the only one who can restore to us the life of the living God by giving to us the Holy Spirit of God, that we begin to live the moment we say, yes, Jesus, forgive me of my ways. I want your will. I will listen and choose to follow you, Jesus. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. And he will be faithful and just to be with us, never leaving us, never forsaking us. Oh my God, I put my trust in you, trust through faith. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, so no one can boast. I will read some of God's word from James chapter 2. He gives us more grace. Therefore, he said, God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Just say 2 weeks after I come to Jesus, recognizing my need for forgiveness, recognizing my need. That night I had heard, to do God's will, you must want God's will to be your will, instead of trying to make your will God's. And God's faithfulness. I became aware of the presence of God around me. And when I began to say that I intellectually, I believe in you and in your son, that he died for me and rose from the dead. God did not let me remain in that spiritual condition of separation from him. Believing history does not bring a relationship. Only submission, surrender to God's will for you brings life, brings the restoring of the Holy Spirit, brings the right relationship with the living God. And when I agreed and in my heart cried, I have murdered the presence of God that had become a heavy weight to convict me, the weight was gone, and the peace of a right relationship, the peace of forgiveness, and now being a born-again child of God. I knew God was no longer far away. I knew I belonged to him now, and I knew his peace. I knew his love, for I had received now forgiveness for going my own way. I'd received now forgiveness that brought God's love and his life. Again, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. And he is faithful and just. There is some instruction there that has helped many times. It says, when somebody says, I will go here, and I will go there, and I will do this, and I will do that, God's word says, you know not what shall be on the morrow, and what is your life. It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanish away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boasting. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knows to do good and does it not, to him it is sin. Do you know Jesus as your
Lord? We need to go to commercial.
And Savior. It's critical.
What if there were it a brings life. Device that could diagnose the brain and is smaller than a single human hair? What if you could see inside
yes.
the brain to help an epilepsy patient during surgery?
Which is their what?
Fight against Parkinson's disease. Dr. Patricia Broderick.
Well, almost. So wherever it took me off, that's okay.
Breakthrough.
Okay. Yes, well, I saw something.
Understanding and potential
cure. I would say between 1 and 30 seconds.
Listen
right now.
Live to the Easy Sense Radio Show with host Dr. Broderick. Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave Media Network.
Okay, if I can figure out at what point where I wear.
Please go to Easy Sense.
I just finish up where, yes, needing God's will.
Disorders. That's EasySense.com.
Okay.
To learn more,
Corinthians 6.
Foundation.
Okay.
Author, radio show host, and coach, John M. Hawkins, reveals strategies to help
I'll pick up there about where Jesus talks about how we can discern. Okay.
Book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential
okay.
with Limitless Growth.
Published by and then I might go on to the second part, which was going to be the first part, but not now.
Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their
sport
with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them. We discover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards
okay.
accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on the BBN Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
You are listening to The Truth, and if you want to know it for yourself, God's Word, Truth, Life. For Jesus' words are spirit, and they are life. His words bring hearing, and hearing faith, so that we can have a relationship with the living God through the gift of faith that Jesus gives. He gives the renewing, the restoring of the Holy Spirit of God, so that we are born again. And can know the truth, can know in spirit and in truth the living God as Jesus, Father, our Father, as Jesus, our Lord God, Savior, friend, and the Holy Spirit as our counselor, comforter. Jesus gives an invitation when he says, enter into the narrow gate, the narrow road, the narrow way of life. Jesus the Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. And he warns, do not enter in by the broad way, the broad ways that only bring destruction. The broad ways, the ways that are not of God, through his only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, the ways that Satan has devised in this world to confuse people, to keep people from knowing the truth and listening and coming to Jesus the Christ. Jesus said, be warned here. Know you not that the unrighteous, and we all were born unrighteous, not having the Holy Spirit of the living God. And as long as we continue without Jesus, Lord God and Savior, without the Holy Spirit, we continue unrighteous. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornication, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And here, and such were some of you. Are you still without the righteousness that only Jesus can give? For Jesus bore our sins on his own body on the tree, that we should die to sin and live unto righteousness his. And by his stripes we are healed, restored. Jesus became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And he invites, he calls to all who are still unrighteous, who are still fornicators, who are still idolaters, still adulterers, still effeminate or abusers of themselves with mankind, still thieves or covetousness or drunkards or revilers or extortioners. Are you still? For you shall not inherit the kingdom of God, but in Christ alone, the only Lord God and Savior, is the way, the truth, and the life to be restored as a child of God, to be restored having the Holy Spirit of the living God, that you can be forgiven of any and all unrighteousness. If we confess our sin, Jesus is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Right now, if you have not yet received, right now, call cry to Jesus and ask for his forgiveness, for his will, for his way, to receive Jesus as Lord God and Savior, to be restored with a right relationship by the Holy Spirit of God. Answer Jesus' call. Come, Jesus, I come. I want your way. Forgive me of all my sin. Cleanse me from unrighteousness. Grant me the Holy Spirit of the living God. Restore unto me your right relationship. Jesus, I ask. In your name, Jesus. Amen. And when we come to Jesus, his word says, and such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of the living God. There's a song of acknowledging Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, be Lord to me, be Master, Savior, my Prince of Peace, be ruler of my heart today. Jesus, be Lord to me. And there is someone I shared, and I hope a previous show, is called One Man's Journey. His name is Stephen Black, and as a child, he was molested multiple times, and others called him then gay, and at times then he lived that lifestyle for a time. And then a friend from back in high school invited him to go to get together with some true Christians, and he had never been aware of Jesus and the relationships that they had. And he realized he needed. And so he prayed and he looked into God's word, said, where do you speak of a homosexuality? And in Leviticus, I think it's 18:22, it says, do not lie with a man as with a woman, and woman with woman, for such is an abomination. And he wept and knelt beside his bed and cried out to the Lord for forgiveness and asking the Lord to change him. This young man has a ministry to others now, and it is called firststone.com. Maybe firststone.org. Firststone.org. Yes, firststone.org. I would encourage you to look it up and to help others who have been abused, wounded, and fallen into the homosexual lifestyle. And many are coming out. The First Stone Ministries has made a couple of documentaries, and I have watched and seen the stories of abuse and now deliverance in Christ, in His Image, dot movie, documentary. It's did Google search In His Image dot movie documentary. And another, Such Were Some of You dash documentary. And it is amazing how the Lord has reached to them and brought them to forgiveness, cleansing, healing. And I was going to share, and I hope another time, one from that ministry. So we have a few minutes, maybe 10. But there's a man who has spoken on the need to speak plainly and with love regarding homosexuality. And you can find him. He's Dr. Michael Brown. And you just Google search. He has a radio show ongoing. And on his one radio show, let's see, it's back to 7/17/2017. But I will share his words. Let us stop dancing around the greatest spiritual and moral challenge of this generation, and let us do the right thing, regardless of costs or consequences. We owe it to God, we owe it to our kids and grandkids, and we owe it to those who identify as LGBT. Let us stop dancing around. Okay, he repeats that. Let us stop dancing around the greatest spiritual and moral challenge of this generation, and let us do the right thing. He says, I appeal to those in Christ. I appeal to you in the sight of God. Speak plainly and clearly when it comes to homosexuality, and please do so with compassion and love. Speaking here with Dr. Michael Brown. At this critical time in history, we've got no business dancing around these life and death issues. Issues which affect people we love. We've got no business playing games with words, trying to be so subtle that no one understands us, working so hard not to offend that we fail to warn and save. We've got no business being unclear when God's word is so clear. And we've got no business calling ourselves representatives of Jesus when our hearts don't flow with His love. Just consider what's happening in our society today. Drag queens are reading stories to our 2-year-old children in libraries. Kindergartners are learning about being trans. Middle schoolers are encouraged to come out as gay without their parents knowing. College students have to share their PGPs, that's preferred gender pronouns, at the start of each semester as speaking here, intro. I'm Shannon, and my preferred gender pronouns are thee and theer. That is. Business colleagues have lost their livelihood because they could not, in good conscience, participate in same-sex weddings and we're afraid to be direct and clear because we don't want to offend someone. How is that strategy working? In Ontario, if your child identifies as transgender and you don't affirm and support them, they can report you to their school, which can report you to the government, and your child can be taken from you to be raised by others. That is now law in Ontario. Yet we're afraid that if we speak up, we'll lose. What kind of compromise is this? Are we mercenaries or are we men and women of God? Things have gotten to the point where boys and men are competing against girls and women, smashing records and winning competitions because they identify as females. But we don't want to rock the boat just in case one of your friends or family members is transgender. How about speaking the truth in love? With tears, with compassion, and with care, but without compromise. True compassion is not silent. True compassion warns. There's a reason some of us have been sounding the alarm for years. Despite the vilification that comes our way, and despite the doors of ministry that shut in our faces, we've seen where this was going, and we've known that the price to pay for silence is much greater than the price to pay for obedience. Do we still not see the handwriting on the wall? Our society is now celebrating menstruating men and glorifying pregnant dads who plan to breastfeed their kids. Yet we don't want to rock the boat. Dr. Michael Brown. My friend, the boat is ready to capsize. One example, one California college is dealing with a credible threat of violence from a 46-year-old male student who identifies as a woman and is upset because there are no urinals in the women's restrooms. As a local website reports, she also noted how walking around on the campus in a bra or panties for 3 days has opened her eyes to having the brain of a woman, but having male anatomy. Dr. Michael Brown, this is sickness and madness. Yet rather than raise our voices like a trumpet and teach clearly about gender and sexuality and marriage, we retreat behind our safe sermons and soft words. In the process, we hurt people more than we help. them. He was speaking at a conference, quote, "Last year, when the conference organizer stated that a famous American pastor now supported same-sex marriage, because I had this pastor's contact information, I texted him, asking him how he would respond. He replied, 'I don't support this. Please ask him to correct it.' Mistaken information. I was glad he responded like this, but that only begged the question, why was there any confusion to start? Why did the conference organizer, himself a careful theologian, get this pastor's position so wrong? Some of you are loud and clear when speaking about these issues in private, but warm and fuzzy when speaking about them in public. To what purpose? To help whom?" Dr. Michael Brown, "I fully understand that most of these days we have loved ones who identify as LGBT, and we care for them deeply. As expressed very powerfully in a blog post by Rebecca K. Reynolds, there's a huge difference between speaking of gay people categorically and speaking of your gay friend. Christine, who was brutally abused by her uncle for 2 decades and now feels nauseated every time she smells a man. It ought to be possible for me to walk with an evangelical swagger and act like an expert when postulating about the first category, but the second is a real problem whose story brings me to my knees." That's Dr. Michael Brown. You can Google search, and his show is on regularly, and he will take questions from anybody to call in. I have another moment. Dr. Michael,
Myra, we have to wrap.
Okay, 30 seconds or what?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a perspective we must carry in our hearts. And when people ask me about reaching out to the LGBT community, for the first thing I tell them is to ask God for a supernatural baptism of love for them. Love reflects the heart of God. Love reflects the life and death of our Savior. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. But love doesn't compromise, speaking the truth in love, loving the individual, but not affirming the sin. I pray you listen to Jesus, the Christ, Lord God and Savior, for yourself. See you again.
This has been The Truth Spoken in Love with your host, Myra Jean. The Truth versus the Deception. Tune in each week for the answers on Myra Jean's The Truth Spoken in Love.